like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Afternoon, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM atop of the Student Union Building, located at the beautiful Student Union Building. And today it is Dunkin' Donuts, hosted by myself, Luke Mead, and beside me, the lovely
Naz. Hello, CITR listeners.
And as Naz's first time on the air, what do you do for CITR, Naz?
Oh, thanks for embarrassing
It's not
me,
an embarrassing,
Luke.
You know, this is a monumental occasion.
It is monumental. I'm super stoked. Yep, I'm the CITR's promotional coordinator for the summer, and we have lots of fun events coming up.
We'll get to that a little bit later then.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, you just heard, my goodness, the King Richard's Flugel Nights with Everybody Loves My Baby, originally done for the Celebrity Bowling TV theme song, and it was also used for the W5 theme song back in the late 60s. And I thought it was just a great way to start off the show. And we're just going to kind of fill Dunkin's extra large Crocs, you know, like, you know, so we're just going to kind of get right into music here. We're going to try to keep it funky for you to start off the show, and then we'll get into some kind of poppier stuff, and then we'll end with a parody of one of Dunkin's all-time favorite songs. But that doesn't stop us from taking requests, so give us a shout at here at 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. Do you want to introduce this first song, Ness?
Sure. It's by Bus Driver, called Me Time. It's on his new album coming out June 9th called Jelly Beam. Enjoy.
And what's the name of the song?
Me Time.
Me Time. I'm sorry. Okay. This is Bus Driver. Get ready for some of the fastest lips you've ever heard.
The pinnacle of a beige, pinnacle the cake, all up in a ruined GOP motorcades. For these senseless scenes, for censor scenes, I earned a soldier's wage. So I broke a leg, Peter rolled the blades, cause I came in at the OG was overpaid. For putting M16s at Brent and Dean, horsing through the bolster aids. I never want a brush in an economic crunch. The financials are seeped in a bomb and slush. And the sexist machine expressed in mean cerebral roll persuade. So I get a D, move the dark matter, on the spring, but a professor who is in charge.
French? I don't know. They all eat their business cards.
What the heck are you shooting? No Vladimir Putin. While the rubber, this is cashmere pantsuit thing. I can knife this person, so I be proof and become your golden egg. Automated border, any channels of the subsequent happy server. In the pool, on the side of registry, they cut the don't give a fuck about the funny channel. True research is a good point of if you heard. But believe the idiots for news correspondency that is written. Need to form a new form policy. You have to give the credence to the poor while pandering as you all scumper over Saturn rings. Regimented double talker, undercuts the president to other corporate heads trying to render every tax cuts and investables. Even genocidal statistics, better than a head to say the regulated rules. Happy ever after benefactors, all sell about a sea, send it down to super celebrated fanfics. And ability to give a single solitary hood about the proletariat, the memberment is gross.
Yeah. What does this mean for you, though?
You niggas look a cheat up, roll the Prius. But I gotta get my money management to C-plus. What my foreclosed homes and portfolios loans are revisit the need to grind. I did a rush of 10 bots, tipping off some headlocks. Cause I got to open to a building on my desktop. I would have been Alfred Thompson undercooked. That's when it need me time.
Watch the bank merge, liberal thinker. Cause now the middle finger's the California state bird. If it ain't hurt.
Some of you, but that's all right. I'm not worried, 'cause I know one day I'm surely gonna get my pay. Yes, I am.
I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Dunkin' Donuts with Luke and...
Naz, today known as Naz and Luke's Donuts.
Naz and Luke's Donuts, yes, exactly. You know, and Biltmore Cabaret, always a fantastic place. This show is sponsored by the Biltmore Cabaret. Thank you very much. Was just there on Monday. Cheap PBR. That's nice.
It is really nice, yeah. But it can get a little messy.
What, drinking too much PBR?
Cheap PBR.
Yep. Yes, it can. Not that I would know anything about that.
Neither.
Exactly. But what you heard there in that last set, we started you off there with something by Bus Driver, brand new album, hitting the streets June 9th, as you said, mm-hmm. Yes. And then we heard some classic sounding, but brand new soul, Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens. The name of the album is What Have You Done, My Brother? And that was What More Can I Do? That comes to you from the utterly flawless Daptone recording label, and best known, of course, for Sharon Jones, the Budos Band, and the Menahan Street Band. And then we finished you off there with, did you guess what it was? Well, I hope you did. Brand new Booker T doing Hey Ya, the summer song of 2004, was it?
It was 2004. Yeah, I remember because it was our high school grad song. It was, yeah, I just told everyone
it was.
How old
it was everybody's. I'm going to date myself when I start talking about what's happening tonight, actually. And, there's
the
not.
The mystery will be unraveled.
Well, it'll be when we do concert listings. But yeah, Hey Ya was just an amazing song that year just because you could go to, you know, a top 40 club, you could go to like an underground club, you could go to a hip hop club, it was like the most universally embraced tune.
You could go to a parking lot dance party, yeah. Which is what that year consisted of.
Was that grad?
Yeah.
You know, drinking it outside the 7-Eleven, I hope.
Yeah, that's exactly where it was.
I don't know what it is about 7-Elevens, but it's the universal place for young people to meet and figure out where the happening is tonight, that night. And
it just turns into
hanging out there.
Until we got kicked out of the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can tell you, I can go to Red Deer, Alberta, where I grew up, and I know exactly where the 7-Eleven is. If you want to find out what drunken redneck teenagers are doing that weekend, that's where you go.
But would they be dancing to Hey Ya?
No, they would be listening to AC/DC.
Okay.
Dead serious. Like that has never changed. Like they were doing it in 1980. They were doing it in 1990. They were probably doing it in 2000. I don't know. I'd move by then.
That's pretty legit.
That's pretty. I mean, there's one thing about great redneck Albertan towns. Nothing ever changes, you know, that kind of thing. But the Booker T album, check it out. It's his backing band is quite phenomenal. It's with Neil Young on guitar and the Drive-By Truckers as his backing band. So you can't go wrong. That's brand new on Anti Records. We're going to get to some Canadian indie territory now.
Yeah.
With some BC favorites we're going to start off the set with. What can you tell us about this one, Ness?
Well, this is Sunset Rubdown. The song's called Insane Love is Awakening. It's off of a 2-track 7-inch that they released as kind of a taster for their new album, Dragon Slayer, coming out from Jag Jaguar in mid-June.
Did they get signed to Jag Jaguar? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. They're just milking us our talent dry, aren't they? You know, they've got Pink Mountain Tops, they've got Black Mountain, they've got Lady Hawk. You know, they're just sitting waiting for the next, you know, they just sit and watch what happens in BC and they just sign whatever, you know, that they like, it seems. I've got nothing wrong with that. I mean, it gives them exposure in areas that
you
probably wouldn't.
How could you resist Sunset Rubdown?
You know,
Spencer Krug?
I find it hard to resist a rubdown in any way, shape or form. But here we go. Sunset Rubdown, Insane Love is Awakening on Duncan, Naz and Luke's Donuts.
And the red-chested singing of golden voices, making their turquoise announcements of love. Ask the moon of the name of this world. That's what they said in a movie. That's what they said in a movie. soon that the answer was the breaking of an astronomical truce. Or I can only assume that the answer was white and phrased in a riddle in the shape of pure light that issued from a killer draped in blue silk flashing silver. Or I can only assume that the answer was white and phrased in a riddle in the shape of pure light that issued from a killer draped in blue silk flashing silver. Or I can only assume that the answer was blue and seemed like a lie, but the truth was the truth.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was Clues off of their debut self-titled release out on Constellation Records. And Clues are technically members, ex-members of the Unicorns, and I think they got a guy from Arcade Fire in there as well. And they're going to be at the Biltmore. When?
In 2 days.
And yeah, check it out. And speaking of, we're going to go through the concert calendar. Thanks to Live Music Vancouver, livevan.com. If you want to know what's going on in the city in any way, shape, or form, any nook and cranny, go check out www.livevan.com. Well, you mentioned dating yourself and stuff like that. Well, tonight, I'm doing something that ages me or something fierce. Tonight at Celebrities, it is Kevin Key from Skinny Puppies, live DJ set and autograph session featuring people. There's going to be a lot of celebrities there just hanging out. Our very own Nardwar, the Human Serviette's going to be there. iBrain Eater's going to be there. It's all music from 1980 to 1984. It's going to be like Love Affair back in the day when we used to love shaking it there.
Definitely wasn't alive back then.
You know.
Wasn't even a thought.
That you're selling yourself short there, you know what I mean? Surely your parents at one time in 1980 thought about having a child. You know what
Hopefully.
I mean? Yeah, you know, there you go. You know, like that kind of thing. Well, as my mom always said, it was like, you weren't an accident, you were just unprepared. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but that's what's going on. Also, though, for more of you kind of glamours and stuff like that, New York Dolls is tonight. Holy cow. And that's at Rich Sum Richards. Friday, what do we have here going on? We have Leroy Stagger and the Sinking Hearts. Leroy from Alberta with Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, Connor McGuire. And that is at the Railway Club. Also, we got the Manville 60mm and Hybrahama at Richards on Richards as well. Looks like they, you know, and let's see, Saturday. Let's see, we have, oh, like I said, Clues with Apollo Ghosts. That's another reason to go to the Biltmore as well, actually. Apollo Ghosts are fantastic and one of our better bands here. Oh, here's one for us. Il Divo is playing at GM Place. That's a good one. Oh, and it's only $127.
Done.
All right. What else do we have? Oh, this will be a plug, and I'm sure Scott T will be talking about this incessantly tomorrow. Scott T, or Ska, Surf Dance Madness with Fuzzcat, the Scott-O-Matics, Mexican Drug Patrol. Great name. And Punch Charming.
That's not as good as Blown Crotch, right, Luke?
That's our band, yes. You know, Blown Crotch will be playing soon. And then also, oh, the Deers, Jets Overhead. My goodness, Richard on Richards playing as well. And then Sunday, we have Sarah Celine at the Arts Club Theater on Granville Island stage. So lots going on. Check out your local listings and stuff like that. Coming up in the next set we have, we're going to start off with one of your picks, Naz. Who do we have?
Ooh, it's Here We Go Magic. The song's called Thangala.
But he's a dude named
Luke Temple.
And what else do you know about him? Songwriter. I've never heard of this cat before. So
this record was recorded, as you will hear, from the quality in his basement on a 4-track, and it's super chill.
Nothing wrong with that. 4-track awesome. Music coming up.
Come on, get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimovic.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000.
It is all we all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Yes, the lovely Mario will be here within 15 minutes with We All Fall Down, the best in geeky punk rock. Mario just is starting to have people over on Wednesday nights for classic Star Trek. And I want to go over and check it out.
You should totally go check it out.
Apparently they have a 72-inch TV.
Oh, yeah. No, I have seen it. It's a really nice TV.
That's awesome. What did we just hear there? Well, we just heard, you start off with Here We Go Magic, who's better known as?
Luke Temple.
Very cool stuff. And the Fangala mm-hmm. was the name of that song. And then we had the lovely, Tara Jane O'Neill off of her newest one, Always Away. Brand new record on K Records, and we heard Dig In right there. Just coming up, you have to go, don't you?
I have to rent a class.
Go.
But I've been enjoying this Nass and Luke Donuts.
Yeah.
Luke, would you ever consider opening up a donut franchise with me?
Sure. What would you want to call it?
Nass and Luke Donuts.
We'd have a problem about whose name goes first,
well,
though.
It's already
doomed.
Well, in terms of punctuation, it'd be awkward if it was Luke and Nass's.
That's true.
And Luke's flows better.
That's true. You know, I'm like, okay, I will consider it.
Okay.
Well, and then we got to get into flavors and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We got to do the maple bacon one that they've got at
Maple bacon.
Yeah, and Voodoo Donuts in Portland, best donut ever. And I know I sound like
I
a bad
know
Canadian.
If we would be good business partners.
I sound like a bad Canadian when I say that because I'm talking about a United States donut place because we know Canadians make the best donuts in the world, but you know. But yeah, let's talk about it later though.
Okay.
I'm down. We're going to play something for Duncan because he's away. I introduced him to this album. It's by a gentleman by the name of Mark Eric, who was a 60s recording artist and actor, part-time actor. And he released this lovely, amazing album called Midsummer's Daydream, which was hugely orchestrated, very Brian Wilson-esque Baroque pop. Wonderful songs about the girls of summer and California and stuff like that. Unfortunately, he released it in August of 1969, which the world wasn't very concerned with songs about surf rock and stuff. People were just much too angry to be that naive and stuff. But it kind of fell through the cracks and stuff. It's still an amazing album. I gave it to Duncan. He really liked it. So Duncan, wherever you are now, I think he's in New York City now. He was in Boston last week, and now I think he's in New York.
He's gallivanting around.
He's all around. He's just being a globetrotter. But Duncan, this goes out to you. You know this tune. This is Mark Eric with Night of the Lions.
A lot of action tonight. Fun meters to the right. Indications out of sight. Night is on our face. And for a favorite place where minds are free to race. 12 a.m. is the time. 7 hits from a line. Making water pipe mines. Night of the Lions, showing our teeth tonight. Animals hunt meat, games for the elite. Generation in the street. On our way talking trash, but no one talks back. They know for a fact. We're all ready to spring, just say the wrong thing.
I'm lost through a haze in a street network maze. Laughter turns into tears. We realize our fears, but nobody hears. Night of the Lions, Shorty tonight.
Mark Eric off of 1969's Night of the, Midsummer's Daydream. It's called Night of the Lions is the name of the track. And we're just about wrapping up Dunkin' Donuts. And Dunkin', this is an 11-minute track dedicated to you and your favorite, I don't know if I want to call it rock video or rock opera, but this is a parody. And you'll know what it is the second you hear it. Hope you enjoy it. Bye for now.
7 o'clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this behind the music with Leonard Skinner? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She said, so what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? Said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says, Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door. Open the garage door. Then I open the car doors. And we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition. And then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru. Heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru. Getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. In the drive-thru. Well, here we are in the drive-thru line. Me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says, maybe we should park. We could just go eat inside. I said, I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. Now a
woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take her order, and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich, and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers, no, just one, we'll split it. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer? Stop, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer, I said medium, not large. Then she says, we're having a specialized supersized you at no charge. Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh, oh. And she says, now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I say, great, except we're in the drive-thru. So what would I want that for? But she says, wait a minute. Your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald. Then he moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toe. And she says, mister, please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, nice window, please, that'll be $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio. Turned it off because my wife was getting a headache. So we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Then I looked at her, and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me, and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're at the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket. I can't believe there's no wallet. Wallet, 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 wallet. And the lady at the window's like, well, 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 that'll be $5.82. I turn around to my wife and say, how much have you got on you? She just rolls her eyes and says, I'll pay for this, I guess. So she reaches into her purse and busts out the American Express. I hand it to the lady and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only. We don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really? Well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kind of strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your stinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long, I had a little pile of coins of every sort.
The lady counts it up and says, you're still about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16, wearing a dorky name tag that says, hello, my name is Eugene. And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes, and I say to him, hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries? Well, he looks at me, and I look at him. And he looks at me, and I look at him. And he looks at me, and I look at him. And he says, I'm sorry, what did you want again? I say, ketchup. And he says, oh yeah, that's right. I just faced out there for a second. I'm really kind of burnt tonight. And then he hands me the ketchup. And now we're finally driving away. And the food is driving me mad with its intoxicating bouquet. I'm starving to death by the time we pull up at the traffic light. I say, baby, give me that burger. I just gotta have a bite. So she reaches in the bag and pulls out the burger. And she hands me the burger. And I pick up the burger.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh. You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR, 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.